after a new law allowing some felons to regain the right to vote went into effect, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit calling the law unconstitutional. The group says the implementing bill doesn't follow an amendment passed by voters and argues the law's financial obligations create a poll tax and cut the amount of eligible felons in half. I caught up with Tampa Republican Representative Jamie Grant, who drafted the bill. I'm Blaze Ganey. Grant says his approach to writing Amendment 4's implementing bill was different from writing a bill he made from scratch because he had to follow guidelines.
One of the things I said from day one with a constitutional amendment is it's very different when we're talking about implementing what was presented to the voters.
Grant says he stuck to the words presented to voters on paper, but others spoke more about what they thought was in voters' minds.
The reality is we don't know what different voters were thinking. What I know in my office, I can just tell you from correspondence, I had people who reached out and said, any financial obligation, that's not what I voted for. I voted for prison time. I simultaneously had people reach out and they said, no, I voted for when the term of the sentence is completed, and that means restitution and fines and fees.
Some have raised concerns that Grant's implementing bill violates the U.S. Constitution because it requires felons to pay back fines, fees, and restitution before regaining the right to vote. But Grant maintains he took that language from the amendment voters passed.
If our bill is a poll tax in violation of the 24th Amendment, then even at the strictest construction, Amendment 4 is a violation of the 24th Amendment, because I think what most people don't realize is probation is inherently a financial obligation.
But Grant doesn't think either is unconstitutional, and he thinks the argument diminishes what the United States 24th Amendment did.
The historical atrocity of a poll tax was something that said somebody who didn't commit a crime, somebody who did nothing wrong, somebody who was just poor or a minority was denied access to the ballot box. That is inherently different than somebody who committed a felony convicted through due process.
A judge has asked lawyers to consider whether both the new law and amendment violate the U.S. Constitution. Grant says that's thanks to the ACLU's challenge against implementing the bill.
The ACLU has now done an about-face to go file a federal lawsuit completely contradicting their prior position.
Grant points to a letter the ACLU sent in December of 2018 to then-Secretary of State Ken Detzner, acknowledging financial obligations could include restitution and fines imposed as part of a sentence or probation.